Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
So today we're going to get into some of the actual, we're going to start discussing, first of all, the other chatois that are done in the chitzon, and we're going to get into the technicalities of how they actually did the kronos by the chatois, and how they did the oilo. We've been learning over the last many block where what needs to be done. We've been trying to envision how the kohen gets around and does what he's supposed to do. So we're going to get into some of that and some of the technicalities of the building and measurements of the mizbeach. There are a lot of charts out there, so I didn't print a specific one. Different people have different ways that they prefer to look at the structure of the mizbeach and the heichal. From my perspective, what I usually do is I have a picture in my mind already of it. So I'm always looking, I'm at the south side. So the west, kachin heichal's to the left. The mizbeach is straight ahead going from south to north. Machloek is exactly where it's positioned, and the Mizrach is to the right. So just try to envision that, and also keep in mind as we go through today's daf, there are three corners that have some yesod. The southeast corner, that's the southeast corner, which would be all the way to the right, looking from a southern perspective, does not have a yesod. It is empty on that side all the way down. All the way down the east side, there's just a little piece on the northeast. And on the south side, there's a little piece on the southwest. So just try to keep that in mind. I'll keep on repeating that so we can keep on appreciating what the Gemara says. So the Mishnah starts off on Nun Beis Amud Beis, Chatois HaTzibur VeHayachid. We discussed the Chatois HaPnimius in previous Mishnah. So now we're discussing the Chatois HaTzibur and a Chatos of a Yachid. The Mishnah right away jumps into Elu Hein Chatois HaTzibur. There's no further mention of the Chatos Yachid here, because we would know what a chatas yachid is, which is usually a chatas chalev. There could be a chatas asham, chatas mitzvah, chatas nazir also, but the Mishnah does not give a description or the names of the yachid chatas karbanis. But the chatas at tzibur is now mentioned specifically. Elohein chatois at tzibur. The following are the chatois at tzibur. Pshat on that is these are the chatois at tzibur that are like the chatas yachid. Rashi reminds us the chatois at pnimis have already been discussed. That's why we're getting into the chatois at tzibur, which of course is on the mizbeach hachitzon. So the chatois at tzibur are sirei rashi chadashim v'shamay ades, the carbon chatas that we bring on Rosh Chodesh and on Yontif. And this, of course, is harkens back to Shavuos, the Tumas Mikdash, the Kedushim, all the different reasons or what they cover exactly. So this is a Chatois HaTzibur. Discussion is why Shabbos is not mentioned here, but it's not really, it doesn't do Tumas Mikdash, the Kedushim, so perhaps that's why it's not mentioned.
Why was it separated? Shvedish and Amayid.
As far as what? What do you mean separate? Not really. I think Rashi mentions that it's a Amayid. I don't know if the Gemara says it's a Amayid. Probably not, but it's just, but it's probably just telling us that you bring it on Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh is more often, so perhaps that's why it's mentioned first in the Mishnah before Mayavis. So Shchitas in Betzachin, the Shchita of the Chatas is in the north, Kachay Kachin, of course. The Kibol Dama on the Klisharis Betzachin, and the Kabbalah is done in the Klisharis in the north. Also, the Kohen has to be standing in the north, as we had previously. The Shechit, even though the Shechita is Betzachin, the Shechit in this case does not necessarily have to be standing in the north. What?
So we learned it from the Ola?
That was the whole thing, the Hekish, Batis Dialogue. Yeah. Yeah. The Daman Tan Arbama Tanisal Arba Kronis, as we've discussed quite a bit, the blood requires four matanis on the four horns. Now, just by the way, picture the Kronos. Rashi just references back to the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai about the Yesh Eim LaMesorah, Yesh Eim LaMikra, how we come up with four, the Kronos, if it's spelled with a vav, without a vav. But the Kronos are the Mizbeach from ground to top of these four corners is 10 Amas. The four corners are like cubes, basically, horns at the top. I look at it like a cube or a box. On each of the corners, it's one by one by one amma. So it's a width of one amma, length of one amma, and height of one amma. That is the 10th amma of the measurement of the mizbeach of 10 ammas. So these bloods have to be applied. We'll see. This is where we do the tava odam be'etzva. The kohen dips his finger in the keli and streaks across the, puts the blood on these kronos. We'll see exactly where and how it's done. And al, even though it says al, David and I concluded it's not on top of the gog of the Karen. It's on the side of the Karen somewhere, and we'll see that in a minute. But it's not on the gog. It's a sum of all over here. Yeah. So Kate said, now that I don't know if I don't, it looks like for the pictures they were hollow on top. Doesn't what?
At least there were holes in the top.
Yeah, but, right, but it doesn't, it, I don't think it's a solid,
It doesn't have a solid
back.
Why
are
there holes? Why
are there holes? Or it's hollow on the top, possibly. I don't know if there
were holes. But there's a cover.
Is there a cover? I'm not sure. So I'm not sure if the gog of the Karen is open hollow or if it's like a flat top. Not sure. Okay, so anyways, all of the kevesh, and now we're describing what the kohen does. All of the kevesh, so he's walking up the big ramp from the ritzva, of course, at ufana l'saivev, and he's going to turn to the right to go onto the saivev, which is a ledge, which is six amis off the ground. Now, there's also a small kevesh to the right of the big ramp, which is where he sort of veers off to get onto the saivev.
What?
Why
is he needing this pilot?
Yeah, so he's going to go.
Stop.
Right.
All the way up.
Well, he's going to go from the big ramp to the small ramp and starting off at the southeast corner. So he's walking around this saivev, which is a ledge that encircles the entire mizbeach, which is six amis off the ground. He is going to be walking all the way around. Now, what?
And the saviv is 1 amma wide.
Yes, the saviv is 1 amma wide. So what he is doing, the Mishnah skips that little step of going from the big ramp to the little ramp to the saviv, and just goes from the big ramp to the saviv.
We're
still
in the saviv.
What?
But where
on the picture, he went up the ramp. We're dealing with katan, carbon katas. We're describing the application of the bloods to the four kronos.
These are the stages.
Let's just take a quick look at the top Rashi and then give them all the kevesh in front of the saviv. Nesha dama, because its blood is nitein lamala ala kronis with the etzva. Tzarech lamed al gabi saviv, the kohen is standing on the ledge. Ava b'chol shar hadamin, all the other blood applications, shehen hatachtoidim in achput, which we're going to have more about in a minute, this blood asikra. The kohen olmat at the bottom of the keren zavis hamizbech oimid ala ritzva. The other, let's say, for example, oila. The kohen is standing on the ritzva and doing the zerika on the corners. We're going to have.
Why does he stand?
Oh, I don't. Really, there's not a site all the way around. That's one thing.
On that side, there's no site.
On that side, there's no site. Right.
How high was the mizbech?
The mizbech was 10 amis from ground to the top of the keren.
There's no way he did.
No. Right. He's saying for the Zerika on the Oila. He's asking about the Zerika. Yeah.
The Kronos. But 10 amas. I thought I was going to put it. It's
five amas. So I would assume the
Soyvev. The Plinisik was five amas high. The Soyvev is six amas high. And then you have another three to the whole width of the Mizbeach.
So according to the Shita, that amas, there are 2 feet. But 2 feet? Fairly tall.
To reach the Karen, you're saying?
Yeah. You
well, the Kain is standing on the side. Figure a human is three amas, we say, usually, right? Yes. So if he stands...
Well, depends in the... But it's not against the door. So.
Yeah, he can reach it.
He's not just high. Some people like this. The guy did that blood all the way on the top there.
Well, we'll see that. He doesn't have to necessarily get it on the Karen. We'll see that. So the for the Ayla, we'll see on Amud Beis a little bit more. He's shechting it obviously on the Ritzvah somewhere, and he's going to be walking. I think that's more on tomorrow's daf. We were discussing that yesterday, but we'll come more to the Ayla on Amud Beis. Anyway, so we said over here. So Rashi describes the process. Uboloi lekeren, so the kain is walking up the ramp, the little ramp, and he gets uboloi lekeren drimus mizrachis. He comes to the southeast corner, then he goes sideways. He is walking. Rashi just tells us the rule: kol pinishat apani hei derchimin. Any time you're moving, especially for something of hektish, for kachim, you should go to the right. Whether it means your end destination is always moved to the right or each step should be to the right is a discussion. But the point is he is moving to the right. So he's moving to the right facing the Mizbeah. So the Kain, as he's making his way around the ledge, is sort of walking sideways, his face towards the Mizbeah. So he's really moving right in the entire time because he's walking sideways. So he's walking sideways to his right, starting off at the southeast, moving Mizrachit Sefinis to the northeast, Sefinis Maravis to the northwest, Maravis Drimus to the southwest. Okay, so that's the process, and he does whatever he's supposed to do at each of the Kronos. So he has some leftover blood now. Shiari Hadam HaYushayfech Al Yusayt Drimus. Here the Mishnah says, unlike the Chatois HaPnimius, which we previously said, is done on the Yisoid Maravi, because that's the Paga Barishon for the Chatois HaPnimius when he's coming out of the Hechel. Over here, and the Gemara will discuss why the Southwest. So Yisoid Drimus here, the leftover bloods are put into the Yisoid Drimus.
Is he standing, still standing on the side of it, or does he go down?
I'd say he's on the Ritzvah already. Well, he's come up. Down. Yeah, he's on the floor already. He's completed the four Kronos. He finished the Southwest, and now he's off the ramp, and he's got the Kaylee with Shirai.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be a big mess.
Yeah.
The
Nesbalin and the carbon chatos is eaten. Hear what it says in the Cholim Lefnim Min HaKloin. So the Mishnah uses an interesting language. Of course, Kachay Kachin has to be eaten within the walls of the Azara. Discussion here why it's Kloin. Rashi says over here, Lefnim Min HaKloin, a little bit to the right, a few lines down. Lefish of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there were curtains surrounding, Hekef L'chatzar Al-Mai, that was surrounding. They take out Beis Shleima because it's redundant. Beis Alamin by the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tiferes Yisrael gives two reasons why the word Kloim is used over here. He says, in the Mishnayos Nezeh Mekayimin there, as we said before, there is no machlokes in Perkei Zeh Mekayimin. The Kloim term is the way exactly Moshe Rabbeinu was given the instructions for the Mishkan from Hashem. So this is a Messiah that we know dates back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So by putting, Rebbe put the word Kloim in to signify that this is 100% Messiah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one reason the Pharisee Israel gives for the use of the word Kloim. Another reason is the claim is surrounding the entire, in the Mishkan time, the entire area to signify to us by the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohen or the Kodesh part that the Kohen is allowed to eat the Karban Chatas would include the Lishkais by the Azaris. So just to include a little bit more area that otherwise you would think would not be good. And Lezichrei
Kavuna. I'm sorry to interrupt. There's a Gra. The Gra says, the Gemara Megillah brings that Brisa that when they built the Bayis Sheni, Hoyoysen Kloim. They built the climb, and as machlokas is that because they needed it, they didn't need it. So the Gra said that these mishnayas were authored at that time, and they want to indicate these are the first mishnayas from the Bayis Sheni. So and they used climb, so they inserted that word. I find that very inspiring.
The Gra says from the Gra, he said that by the building of the Bayis Sheni, which was the time when this Mishnah was written, they actually used Kloim in the construction by the second Bais, maybe to delineate where things should be. So, yeah.
It's Gemara Megillah.
Gemara Megillah.
Yeah, that's good, I think.
This was actually given at the time of
The Messiah goes all the way back, clear-cut Messiah all the way back, so there's no dispute about that. Okay, so, and Lezichrei Kahuna, it's only the male Kehanim that could eat this carbon. Mefarshim discussed why Rashi brings two psukim to support this statement. And Liyoy Velayla at Chatzais. What? Before Michael, and this carbon can be eaten in any way, unlike the carbon Pesach, which we're going to have later, has to be roasted. Right. So over here, we're saying it could be prepared in any manner. That's why it's b'chol maichol. And the time frame is l'yom v'layla ad chatzais. This goes famously back to Masechta Brachos. It's a carbon kachim, one day, one night. Of course, by kachim, you start with a day. What? Yeah.
But the sash, though, doesn't have to go on the fire the following raw amount. Or is it
after the cook a little bit? Well, it's Lamashka. You have Lamashka. You always have the real Lamashka. So the time frame is Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzai. So there's discussion about this. This goes back to Masechta Brachos. First Rashi, last Rashi in the Mishnah, Masechta Brachos, the Gzera that the Chachamim made, that you should be finished eating the carbon by midnight. So the question is discussed. First of all, this is only eaten by Kehanim. And of course, we have the rule Kehanim's Rizim Haim. So why are we worried that the Kehanim might blow the next morning? Obviously, it becomes nicer the next morning. Why did the Kehanim feel? Right, that's Brachos. And he brings, and Rashi here brings that. So it's only the Achila. So why, if the Kohen has reason to him, why are we worried for the Kachay Kachin? So the answer to that is that it's a light plug. Since a Yisrael would eat other Karbanas, Kachin Kalim, for example, let's say a Taida, which is also one day, one night, so Yisrael might not be as Zaris as a Kohen, so therefore the Chachamim made the Gzera. The question is also, what about the Hataras, Emurin, is there a Gzera on that? So as we also learned the Brachas, the Hector, Chalavim, Emorim can be done all night because that's where Kainim, Zerizim, Haim, no Yisrael is involved with that. So they'll be careful to get it done before Alaysa Shachar when it becomes nicer. The question is also discussed. What about, let's say you're coming to midnight and you have not eaten the carbon yet. So there is a lav if you let it become nicer the next morning. But there's also the worry that if you happen to eat it the next morning, you'd be subject, chas v'shalom, to karis. So the question is, what do you do? Should you eat it and try to avoid the lav? So there's a machlokes rishonim about that. There's a after chatzos, you're coming to chatzos. If you leave it to the next morning, there's a lav of letting it become nicer. So there's a shevel tasa, let's say. So should you eat it after chatzos just to avoid the problem, but then you're being over to Rabbanan, or should you just not eat it and let it become nicer, and then you burn it the next morning? So it's machlokes Tosfos Psach and Kuf Chaf that says b'di'evet you can eat it. Rashi Rashbam hold that you cannot eat it. So they feel that that's why the gzera was made k'dei laharchik from a karis. That's a good question. I would say, is it the kind that did the avoda? That's a good question. Is it the responsibility of everybody? That's a good question. The other question that's discussed here is, what about a carbon? We never see a gzera, let's say a shlamim, which is 2 days, one night. So you have the day, the night, and then the day. There's no gzera on the day to finish before shkia. Finish by chatzais during the day, so you don't run into a nicer problem after shkia. So the answer given to that is that a person can discern more easily when shkia is as opposed to a leisa shachar. So leisa shachar, we're afraid you might miss the deadline and go over it.
Day is no longer precise.
Right. You don't have to make that zera because you will know when it's getting dark, so you better get done. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So we're going to get into some technicalities now. Hechi oven, how was the actual procedure application, as Rashi says, matnas etzva bekeren? How is it actually done? So we're going to bring a machlokes amoraim on this point and then see if their machlokes applies to one or two tanaim. So they made a statement, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. We don't know who said what. So how did they do this? Chad amars noisin ama elech v'ama elech. You can put the blood on not only on the keren. Well, he says basically you could put it on an ama by an ama area. So picture the keren on top and it extends down. So he makes the statement that you could put it on a one by one area. Right now, he is saying that it's on the top cube, the keren itself, on an ama by an ama. It doesn't have to be at the right angle. It could be in the entire area of that one by one. B'chad amar, machte v'yoret keneged chudei shel keren. He has to put it at the right angle exactly, sort of like a vertical finger streak down that right angle corner. So these are their statements, but we don't know right now who are they saying this according to. So the Gemara now, because it's sort of the Amoraim are explaining something, but they have to be explaining something that somebody said. So we're looking now to a Machlokes Tanaim to plug in this Machlokes Amoraim.
Yes. Either it's a shesheir or straight. What is the job? Ama elech ama elech means what?
He could. So you have the keren. Let's do Rashi. Okay, let's do right. Ama elech kishuhu oimet etzel zavis amizbeach noisin betoich ama shamiksoya leeza ruach. So he's standing, let's say, at the southeast corner. He's on the soivev. He could take his finger and smear it, whether it's horizontal or vertical. Could go either way. I'm not sure exactly.
Sounds like only that. You can't, like, write your signature.
No, right. Yeah, he's going to, right.
And either on the south side or the
right side. Right. So now you have the keren, you have the right angle, you have two corners coming across, like, you're at the corner. So he could do it, Rashi is saying, La'eza ruach shiirtza, oyla darm, oyla mizrach. He could smear it on the south.
The south
or
face of the keren.
The south vertical keren, right, part of the keren, right. The face of the keren. Oyla mizrach, the keren drimus mizrach, it's the chemical keren. So too, at every corner, he has a choice. Now,
But what does he do?
He put his finger in the blood, taval, the etzva. Yeah. He's got blood on his finger. We'll see more details about that in a second. And he'll go, you know, whether he... Right, so that's more details, which I can't answer that right now. What? It's relevant to you, yeah. So I would say maybe right to left. Let's say right or vertical. We'll see by the corner, it's vertical, yeah. So there's a discussion point here also, because Rashi says, La'eza ruach shiirtza, is the point at the end of the day when he makes the entire hakafa that he should at least have touched one direction on every, by the time he's done, that he's done every direction. See, Rashi says here, right, so in other words, Rashi said consistently different.
Right.
Rashi,
you do the one that's on the right, or the
right. Business. Well, right, and make sure you get a new direction each time. So Rashi here says, La'eza ruach shiirtza, he could start off touching the south board or the east. So if he starts out, as machloek is, if he starts out with the south, when he gets to the next corner, he's got to do the east. So at least he'll get south, east, north, west. So, and as opposed to doing the same one all the way around, or, and Rashi really here is saying that you don't have to do two at every corner. Start with either, any side that you want. So the Chafetz Chaim says,
but don't do east and east.
Exactly. You should do different, you want to do all the directions by the time you're done. So getting back to the Gemara, so we have these statements. So we're looking now at the Machloikas Tanaim. Aliva de Rablazer Reb Shimon, the Amar Hi Atzma, Eina Nasis Ela Begufa Shulkan. We're going to bring in a few lines, the detailed Machloikas of Rablazer Reb Shimon. But right now we're quoting Rablazer Reb Shimon, who says that the smearing has to be done on the Karen itself. He says, Hi Asma, Eina Nasis, Ela Begufa Shel Karen, Dekuli Amaloi Pligi. If, according to Rav Lezer Reb Shimon, who says that the smear has to be on the one-by-one Karen, so it's obvious that Rav Yochanan Rav Lezer would not be arguing according to that opinion. Because whether it's on the entire area of the one-by-one, or the Chudei Shel Karen, which according to Rav Lezer Reb Shimon would be Lav Davka, there would be no reason for the Amoraim to argue according to Rav Lezer Reb Shimon. Because Rav Lezer Reb Shimon holds it could be the one-by-one entire area. So there'd be no reason for Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer to argue about his opinion. Key pligu, when do they argue? We'll leave it to Rebbe. Because what does Rebbe hold? We're going to see shortly. Rebbe holds that the application, can, in addition to be done, that it could be done on the Karen one-by-one, it could be done on a, if you drew straight lines from that Karen down to the Chut HaSikra. So according to Rebbe, is machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer. Mar Sabar Ama Eilech La Ama Eilech. You could go down to the Chut HaSikra. If you go below the Karen, the one-by-one top piece, you could do it on any one-by-one area all the way down to the Chut HaSikra. No, to the Chut HaSikra. Yeah, one Ama. Yeah, so the client would bend down and go. So till the Chut HaSikra. So that is that opinion. Umar Safar Keneged Chuda in Tfeiloi. If he is below the one by one top and he wants to go down to the Chut HaSikra, he has to do it at the right angle. So the Machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yochanan is specifically with regard to Rebbe's opinion, who holds that this shmirin can be done all the way down to the Chut HaSikra, which of course we said is five amas from the bottom. So we're going to ask Akasha now. We're going to ask Akasha according to the opinion that says, Ama Eilech, Ama Eilech. May say we have a brisa. It says, it's similar to the Mishnah with a couple of additional points. Chatos at Sivir HaYachid, Ketzad, Matan Daman, how do you do the blood? Hayoilo Lekevish, Ufan Lesaivev, Ubalo Lekaren Dramas Mizrachis, the Taivil Be'etz Boy, Hayimanis, he dips his right index finger, Hamumenes, Beyamin, which is the most important finger or the most agile, dexterous finger on the right hand. He could do the most with it. Min hadam shabim mizrik, from the dam that's in the keli. Then he does this very tricky thing, which I cannot do. Maybe, Shmuel, you can do this. V'chomer begodlei nomal betzvoi v'ktana. He's got his full index finger has blood from the top to the hand. And then he's got to take his pinky and thumb and somehow push the blood on his index finger Yeah, the pinky is hard.
Yeah, hold on, Rabbi Stern. It's not. You said that last week also. It's not the index finger. It's pointer. It's the finger that's right next to the thumb.
Right, right. Isn't that the index finger?
That's pointer. Which one? That one. Yes, that one.
Yeah. So it's the pointer, aka index finger. Synonymous. Jonathan tells me it's synonymous.
Okay. It's synonymous. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, so this Bryce says milmat, okay? Umachta v'yored keneged chuda shel keren ad shemachal kol adam shebe etzva v'chein kol keren v'keren. So we see specifically in this Bryce that chuda shel keren is the way to go. So it's a kasha on the opinion that says am elach am elach. Gemara answers hachi kamar mitzvah b'chuda I avid am elach lesson bus. So the mitzvah lechatchila is to do it on the right angle spot. But if you do it am elach, this is according to Rebbe right now, it is also fine. So the at each Karen you have to do. Doesn't look like it, yeah. So the question over here is, once we've come to this point that it's l'chatchila, it has to be chuda, the question is, this question can also apply to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. At this point, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, when he says, should it be at the corner? Don't forget, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon said the blood can be applied on the entire one-by-one Karen. So when we come to this, according to Rebbe, that it has to be l'chatchila on the chuda, on the right angle, would that answer apply to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon on his opinion, which is the top one-by-one? Does it have to be on the chuda over there, l'chatchila? Is that the way to go for that? And so that's a discussion with the Mefarshim. So let's go weiter. Ooh, it's getting late already. It's getting late early, as Yogi Berra used to say, right? So my Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, what is the actual machlokes? The times we learned in the Braisa, damim hel yainim nitnin mechud hasikra lamaila. The karbanis whose blood, which is of course is a chatas behema, which is above because it goes on the kronis, and an oilas ha'if, don't forget oilas ha'if by birds, it's switched around, oilas ha'if goes on top, that's from the chut ha'sikol ma'adam, ha'tachtayim nitnim ha'chut ha'sikol ma'atan, divrei Rebbe, that's what we brought before as Rebbe, and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, as we quoted before, oim Rav Ahmed Devar Mamurim, are we worried about the chut ha'sikris, but oilas ha'if, Alo b'chatas behema hi atzma. This is what we quoted before. Einas is ella al gufa shel Karen. So this is the machlokes. Now the discussion, the Rav, 7.5 years ago, spoke out really beautifully on this section, and Rabbi Rosner discusses it. The question is, this chud hasikra is a chud hasikra. Rabbi Rosner likes to use the term a simen or a siba. The Rav didn't use those terms, but the question is, a chut hasikra, is that an aid to us, AID, to help us when we do the sprinkling? Or does a chut hasikra, is that the determining factor in delineating between the upper part and the lower part?
So if it rubs out.
If it rubs out and you don't have it, it would be a problem, according to that opinion, that's the determining factor.
Or as so, Rebbe told me last night, did they have it in the Mishkan?
Right. So there's
and he said that 7 years ago also. It's right.
So in the Mishkan, they had the reshes, the netting, but some hold there was a chut hasikra beneath the reshes. The reshes was just to help us, but some hold that behind the reshes, there was an actual chut hasikra, which of course would lend credence to the opinion that you must have it. That's and the Rav was pushing 7.5 years ago. I won't ask now what's a raya for either way. So he brought a Gemara in Bechayri Staf Yud Zayin and a Rashi in Parshas Truma. The Gemara in Bechayri discusses whether it's Efshir L'Tzamsim. The Gemara there discusses that you might make a mistake if it's not in the right spot. If that's what the Gemara is saying, it looks like it's only a simen and not something that you must have, because otherwise the Gemara would not be worried about making a mistake.
Put it on the what? You put it
on. I think you asked that question 7.5
No, what I told the answer from here.
I didn't get the answer clear. Yeah. Okay.
You probably went down 7.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so the next piece, I plead the fifth on a few words on the next piece. We're quoting a pasuk in Yecheskel now. Amar Rav Avah, my time at the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe that it can go all the way down to the Chut HaSikra? So whenever we quote a pasuk in Yecheskel about the third base of Mikdash, probably it's very difficult. The Chsiv HaHar'el Arba Amis. Umaharel ulamala. So it's a tricky pasuk in Yecheskel. We're not even quoting the whole thing here. So we have arba amos hudahavia. So it's referring to dimensions of the mizbeach. Okay, this kasha is easy to understand. The Gemara says, was the mizbeach for amos? Obviously not. So what's the pasuk referring to? At the end of the day, we're going to prove that the four amos mentioned in this pasuk is going from the top to the chut hasikra. But before we get there, the Gemara says, what is the Amis, four Amis that's being referred to in this Pasuk? So, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Umakim Ronis Arba. He's saying the corners are four. So that's what he is saying the Pasuk is referring to. Now, the next few words are very difficult. Umakim Ronis Dalad Havya. The Gemara asks the Kashan Rav Ada Bar Ahava, are the place of the Kronis four? So, even 7.5 years ago, there was a lot of discussion back and forth. The way the Rav described it then was it's linear, so it's really 2x2, which I understood to mean that on each side you have two Amis. So basically, if you're looking at a right angle, you'll have two, one Amma, one corner, another Amma, the other corner is two, and then another one and one. It should be 2x2. There should be no mention of four. Really, to me, when you look at it, it's eight, because it's two Amis of Kronos on each side. So it's 4 times 2 is 8. Be that as it may, the Gemara rejects Rav Ada Bar Ahava's point on that it's Malkin Kronos Arba, because that does not make sense. Ella Ema Rishus Kronos Dalet. The answer is, this is Rebbe's support, that it's going from the bottom of the Karen. Don't forget, it's five Amis from the top of the Karen down to the Chut HaSikra. So one of the five is the Karen, which is 1x1 by a height of one. And then you have another four Amis from the bottom of the Karen to the Chut HaSikra. These are the four Amis that the Pasuk in Yecheskel is referring to, which is Rebbe's source, that you can go down all the way to the Chut HaSikra. Okay, Tanan Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah.
I'm sorry, John. According to Rebbe, you have to do it from the Chut HaSikra until the Keren, but does it have to be, I think someone raised this before, does it have to be in that one Amma going down from the Keren?
It has to be the one. Well, that's a machlekes amarayim. If you go below the 1x1 top, it has to be a corner on the right angle, exactly, the chud. And according to the other opinion, you can just go 1x1 all the way down.
But not in a place that doesn't correspond to where the...
Right.
Thank you.
Tanan Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah, Chut Shel Sikra, Chaygre Be'emsa, the chud, the Sikra, encircle the middle, la havdil bein damim hal yainim l'damim ha-tachtonim v'nah ha-nimila. How do we know that? Amir v'achab rav katina shenem v'hoysa ha-reshes ad chatzi ha-mizbeach ha-toyra nitna mechitza la havdil bein damim hal yainim l'damim ha-tachtonim. And as we discuss, is it a simen or is it the actual delineation? Shiari hadam, so we have the leftover blood. Tana rabbana, el yisoid mizbeach. So the pasuk says, "Yisoid mizbeach, zeh yisoid drimis." This is the southern yisoid. So don't forget, once again, looking at the mizbeach from the south, you have a full-length mariv yisoid, and you have that one or two amma jutting into the south side. So we're saying this is yisoid drimi, where you put the shiare hadam of the chatzah. Is it really, is that correct that it's the southern Yisoid? Or Eina El Yisoid Maravi? Maybe you mean to say it's the western Yisoid. And the Yilmet Sasim and Amafurish. And we'll learn what we don't know. We don't know exactly where the Chatas Shirayim should go, but let's learn it out from the Chatas HaPnimis, which is Mefurish, as we had before. When you come out of the Heichal, those Shirayim go into the western Yisoid, because that's the first thing the Klein met coming out of the Heichal. Amrit, you know, will say, Yilmad Yiridasim in HaKevesh, Litziyasim in HaHeichal. No, let's not learn Sasim and Mefurish, but let's learn this way. When you come down the ramp, the Kohen has finished his avodah, the application of the, on the Koranis. He comes off the ramp. The first Yisoid he comes is the southern Yisoid, as we said before. So maybe there, let's learn Yiridasim and Akevesh, Yitziyasim and Ahechel. Ma Yitziyasim and Ahechel b'samachloi, af Yiridasim and Akevesh b'samachloi. So that's the question. Right. He comes down the ramp, and that's the closest hole. If he goes left, he's got to go all the way. Right. Exactly. Okay, that's a good shot also. That is, What? Well, Jonathan is suggesting when you come off the ramp that you do a right. If you go with that rule on the right, he's either right or left. But either way, the Yisoid Droimi is the closest to him. When he comes off the Kevish, that's the closest. I think this is more of a svara. It says you have to do it. The question is, where do you do? We're learning from the Maravi, but you could go two ways on learning from the Maravi. You could either say stick with Maravi that it has to be the West, or do the Emavirin or the Paga Barisha in Svara. So
that has nothing to do with it's on Ma.
Well, you're right. You're learning though the concept. Whatever you hit first is what where you do. What there are two holes. One on the west, the Yisoid Maravi, and one right next to it on the Yisoid Droimi. That little piece that juts out on the south.
Assuming that it took a turn.
It took what? That you'll see tomorrow. Anyway, so continuing in this machlekes. Yeah, that's out of the picture.
So it probably be that it turns west.
Right, unless you walked all the way around, which doesn't make sense. Okay, Tana, we learned in the Brisa of Shmuel. I'm Zev Zeh Yisoid Maravi. Interest in both the Chatas HaPnimius and the Chatas HaChitza, and the Shirayim would be done on the western Yisoid. Reb Shimon Yechayim Rezev is there, Yisoid Droimi, even the Chatas HaPnimius, which we have not seen before, Reb Shimon Yechayim holds on the Yisoid Droimi. So Bishleim Elaman Damer Yisoid Maravik Savar Yilmet Sasim and Mephorish. I understand the one that says Chatas HaChitza in Chatas HaChitza should be learned out from Sasim and Mephorish. I understand that opinion. Elamanda, I'm a Yisoid Droimi, my Tama. What is the reason? So the question is, you could really ask, Rashi says, my Tama, Haksib, Ptimim, a Yisoid Asher Pesach Oil Maid. So maybe it should be, now we said really Paga Bar Barishan. The Gemara does not answer that at this point. I'm not 100% sure why not, but the Gemara gives a different reason why Yisoid Droimi. Amar Rabbah, well, no, the truth is that Gemara's answer is that. Because you'll see, Amar Rabbasik Savar Haitana, it's either two ways of learning this. Kulei Mizbech with Safin Kai, Lishna Achrinik Kulei Pesach Bedarm Kai. So really, if you have the art scroll and you have the pictures, the bottom line is, this opinion, as when we started, we knew there's a Machlaikas where the Mizbech is positioned. We're looking at pictures where it's all the way in the south. But the truth of the matter is, there's one opinion that holds the Mizbeach is all the way in the northern part. Or almost totally in the northern part. If that's the case, according to either of these Lashonis, what happens is, if it's all the way in the north, when he comes out of the Pesach of the Hefel, the first thing he's going to hit is the Yisoid Droimi. He's not even going to see the Yisoid Maravi, because the line, the straight line out of the five arm opening of the Hefel, if you look at the diagrams on the next page, you'll see the door of the Hechel. When he comes out of the door of the Hechel, the first thing he's going to hit is the Yisoid Droimi. Also, even if you hold that the Mizbech was not totally in the north, if he comes out of the Hechel in the midpoint of the opening of the door, because it's there for the person to walk out in the middle of the opening, he's going to come to the Yisoid Droimi first. So therefore, that's sort of like the pug above a reshine. So that's why that is the reason of the opinion of Yisoid Droimi being the spot for the Chatos Hapnimi. Don't forget, this opinion of Shimon ben Yochai said, Zev is a Yisoid Droimi. We were learning till now that it's pug above a reshine, Yisoid Maravi. But if you hold the Mizbeach is all the way in the north, the pug above a reshine is going to be Yisoid Droimi. So,
there's no part of the Maravi that's in front of the steps.
In front of the door of the Hegel. No, the Ulam is bigger, not the Ulam. He's coming out of the Ulam, but he started out in the door of the Hegel. It's coming out of the Hegel, that's a draw.
He goes straight.
Yeah. He's going straight. Right. Okay, so Tana de Bay Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in the yeshiva, turning to Ahmed Bey's Tana de Bay Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in the yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, I mean, they said, it's like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai who said, Zev is a Yisoid Maravi. Now, we just had Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Ahmed Av said, Zev is a Yisoid Raimi. But the yeshiva by Rabbi Shmuel tried to get Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai to hold like the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and they said that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai changed his mind. The Talmidim, as Rashi says, were many in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai seems to have changed to Zev Ezeh Yisoid Maravi, the Simanech, and the Simon is Mashklu Gavri Lagavra. The Bnei Yeshiva pulled Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's opinion to hold like their Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. What?
Did they change his mind, or did they just prevail because they are both?
No, it looks like they changed. Yeah, much, but they... Rashi says mushkin. Right. Yeah. Okay, let's go further. We have just a few more minutes. Ha'ayla, now we're going to discuss the carbon ayla. Ha'ayla kache, kachim. Now, the Mishnah mentions kache, kachim by Ayla. The Gemara will ask that question right away. Shchitasa v'tsafin. The kibul dama v'klisharis v'tsafin, as we had before also. V'dama ta'un. This is different. Shtei matana shehein arba. Two, which is four. We'll see the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel on that in a second. Utuuna hefshet needs to be skinned. The Arska of the Kleihanim, of course. Venituach cut up in pieces. The Kolol Ishim, and it is burned entirely on the fire. Frekti Gemara, Oyla, my tam tanalei kache kachim. Why does this Mishnah have the words kache kachim? Mishum deloik sivba kache kachim hi. Because the Torah itself does not describe Oyla with the words kache kachim. Rebbe put this in the Mishnahis just to make sure we knew that Oyla is kache kachim. Zakti Gemara, v'damatan shtei matanis. Heichi avin. Okay, let's get technical. How did the Kayin do these two matanis, which are four? So, Amar Rav. Rav said, and this is like surprising to us because we never viewed it this way, he says there are actually four applications. Nisen, v'chayzer, v'nisen. So, here, what? No, it's four. It's four. It's each of the corners. You have to get Noisin, V'choizer, V'noisin. So, Rashi says, Noisin, V'choizer, let's get Rashi's second middle wide line. Zarek min a kli, ulamizbech, beruch zu shel karen, v'chein beruch hashniya shel karen, v'chein l'karen shel kenegda ba'alach sein, v'nimsim an adam l'dalid ruchay shel mizbech, matana l'fol ruach. He actually does... He does, right. By the Oila, you have, there's a rule that you have to do it by Oila, there's a rule that it has to be by Yisai. So the southeast has no Yisai, that's out of the picture. There's also a rule, because of that, the only way you can cover all four corners is if you do it with an Alach sign, which means you have to do it at two opposite corners to get all four corners. So Rav, who's saying there are actually four applications. So the kind of the Shechita, let's say, takes the Keli, so on the Ritzvah, he goes to the northeast corner. Why that is first, maybe he comes to that first. We'll see maybe more tomorrow on that. So the Kohen comes to the northeast corner. Rav says it's not two, which is four. It's actually two. You actually do two tosses with a Keli, one on the east side, then one on the north side, and then you walk around to the Alasan, the diagonally opposite corner, which is the southwest corner, and you do the same. So it's Nisen, Bechayzev, and Nisen. One, two, then one, two, but actually four. Nisen, Chayzev, and Nisen on that corner, and then the other corner. That's... how far... I think anywhere on top of the corner is fine for me. It has to be lamatum and a sikra.
How close to the edge?
Well, it has to be below the sikra. How close to the corner?
Horizontally.
Well, he's... No, I would think not. As long as it's on that side. Well, it's two corners. Stein, two corners, which turn into four. That, when we learned, Rav is like, okay, you know, we're not used to Rav's opinion, but it's actually two applications, which is four from the two corners, but it's four actual applications. And Shmuel Amar, Matona Achas. No, right. It's a corner as opposed to the cube. Yeah. Shmuel Amar Matana Achas Kamin Gama, it's eight Nisen. So what he's doing is he's doing one toss at that corner that's going to splatter onto both sides. That's a Stein two. Right. That's what we're programmed to think. So that's two. He goes to the other corner, does another two, Kamin Gama. So, and Katanai, this is actually Machlaikas. Tanaim Yachli Yisru Ken Zrika Achas. You would think you just have to do one Zrika, Talmud Leimer. So this is going to be like the opinion of Shmuel. Talmud Leimer Saviv. It has to be all around. In other words, one Zrika is not enough. He's got to cover the entire, all directions. But you would think he's Saviv, Yachl Yachifena Kachut. He's got to encircle and actually like streak all around like a thread. That's Safid, maybe. Tamad Lomer v'Zarku, Hoketzad Kamin Gama. How could you do a Zrika and cover all four sides? It's by doing a Gama on the two opposite corners, which is Shtema Tanashain Arba. This Tana comes out like Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Lomer never Khan Safid v'Nemer Elhalim Safid Ba, by the Miluim, by the Chatas, by the Miluim. They had also this procedure, and Malahan Pisuk Ba'arba Matanis, just like there, he stopped, and it was four actual applications. Afkan Pisuk Ba'arba Matanis, which this is Rav's opinion. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, if you want to learn from Eluim, Imalahan Arba Matanis Al Arba Kronas, you also had to do it on the Kronas, on the top corners that we've been discussing. Also by the Chatas Meluim, Avkan Arba Matanis Al Arba Kronis. So we say no. Amrit Oila Tuuna Yisoid. The Oila requires a Yisoid, and obviously, as we have said, there could be a Karen. We said there's a four Kronis, but there's no Yisoid on the southeast corner, and the Oila requires a Yisoid. The Karen is Rafa's strongest like Oila Yisoid. And just we'll get into it quickly, just the Binyamin, my time, what is the reason why the southeast did not have a Yisoid? Amar Rabbi Elazar, l'fishalai haisa d'chalka shetayr. Binyamin is called Tarif Binyamin Zev Yitrov. So the Mizbeach was supposed to be entirely in Binyamin's section, I believe. I'm not sure if it's the Tosfos coming up, because Binyamin was the purest of the Shvatim, because he had nothing to do with the Mechiras Yosef. So Binyamin had this chus of having the Mizbeach in his chelik. Gomer of Shmuel Bar of Yitzchok, Mizbeach Oichol Bechelke Shal Yehuda Ama. Because for whatever reason, and there's the very deep explanations on that, for whatever reason, when they divided the territories, including according to the opinion that Yerushalayim was also part of the division, that's Machlokes, of course, so Yehuda's chelik jutted one Ama into where the Yesoid would have been on the east and the south, but for whatever reason, Yehuda jutted in one Amma, and that's why there was no Yesoid on that part. Let's say you had 12 sections, what it ended up being Yehuda and Binyamin, so for whatever reason, all right, so for whatever reason, and it's deep, there's deep stuff, with Avram Avina, the Ben Yehoyada explains that. That when Avram bought Yitzchak, so because Yehuda was going to be Malchus, there had to be at least a little piece of the Mizbeach going to Yehuda's section, something along those lines. Anyway, so Amar Reb Levi Bar Chama, Amar Reb Chama Bar Chanina, Ritzua Haisi Yaitzim, Mechelkes Shal Yehuda, Venithnis of Mechelkes Shal Binyamin, Vahai Binyamin at Sarah Mitzarala, Bechol Yom, Lenait, like Binyamin was very perturbed about it. Obviously, you know, all the deeper concepts here, which, beyond my pay grade, Chayfif Alav Kol Hayyim, he was worried about it, the entire day. Leficha Zocha Binyamin at Sarah Vinasa, Shpiskon, Akash Barchu, and we will stop here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.